In Charlottesville, Virginia, lawmakers this week voted on the fate of a bronze statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The statue was removed over the summer, and now the city has decided it should be melted down and eventually shaped into a new piece of public art. Back in 2017, a debate over removing the statue led to a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, which turned deadly. In recent years, many Confederate statues have been taken down in Virginia and across the South. Andrea Douglas is executive director of the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center. It's the museum whose proposal for the statue was chosen by the city council. Andrea, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, there were several proposals before the city council. Yours was called Swords into Plowshares. How did your team come up with this idea to melt it down and create something new?
Well, you know, the idea of swords in a plowshare comes directly from the Bible. And basically it is the idea that you can take something that is harmful and reconfigure it into something that is useful. And so we began to start to think about what could be something that we could do that would lead to a healing of our own community, because the majority of what we are interested in doing has to engage the entire community. It's led by a descendant community who have lived in Charlottesville since the end of enslavement. So these objects in our public spaces have real meaning for them as well. And so our goal here is not to be vindictive. We've been accused of that already. But it really is to be able to say, what can we do in our community that would then take something that has been the source of trauma and reorganize it, reconstruct it, re-engage with it, and out of that process come to something that is that represents the social and cultural values of Charlottesville in its contemporary moment.
Let me ask you about this re-engagement process with stakeholders in Charlottesville. You mentioned in your proposal that statues are statements of power and presence. How will you actively engage the public, including young people, in a conversation about a future new statement of power and presence?
Well, we are working with a set of consultants who were involved in the creation of the University of Virginia's Monument to Enslaved Laborers. And that community engagement process was quite successful here. And so we hope to be using something similar to that. We hope to be reaching our community in non-traditional sites. So we're more than happy to go to the local bar to have a conversation about public space and what are and what kinds of objects represent Charlottesville in its 21st century form in its public spaces, because this is about public space, right? The statues that were removed were in parks that were the site of things like our cultural festivals, the site of our pride festivals. So those events can't easily sit next to the ideologies of the lost cause or the ideology of Jim Crow, which is at the moment, certainly for the Lee statue, what was pervasive when that statue was installed. And in the even installation process, it was described as a moment that would reinvigorate white supremacy.
And finally, the Robert E. Lee statue had stood in Charlottesville since 1924. The plan now is to have a new piece of public art and display on public land 100 years later in 2024.
Exactly.
How personal is this project for you?
I think that's an interesting question to ask, because I don't necessarily see this project as personal per se. It is personal to the extent that the work that I do involves a very deep understanding of Charlottesville's history. It is personal because I was one of the commissioners on the Blue Ribbon Commission in 2016, where the first conversation around those statues began in Charlottesville. And so I see this process as a next iteration of that conversation. It is not just about the African-American community in my mind, but it is just about being a thriving person in Charlottesville. And so in that regard, because I care about this history and I care about this place, that's where the personal comes in for me.
Mm-hmm. Andrea Douglas is Executive Director of the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center in Charlottesville, Virginia. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.